fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 27th day of February, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say it's still legal in all 50 states, believe it or not, even Washington, D.C., to say the Pledge of Allegiance, contrary to what some of our elected representatives would like Congressman Nadler, for example. That's what we do. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip today is to visit thrift stores. You might want to stay away from Goodwill. Their inventory is typically overpriced. But thrift stores ran by charities, you might be pleasantly surprised at what you might find. For example, I found a beautiful $2,000 leather sofa at my local thrift store that I paid $75 for. It's right in the middle of my living room. It is beautiful and comfortable and only cost me $75. So you might want to check out your local thrift stores for all kinds of bargains. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield. We'll be talking about the events today and some new developments at EMP Shield. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, sir, good to have you. One of your associates sent me an email about the new facility, major news in Kansas. Tell us about that EMP is building.
Absolutely. So what we're doing, and for those who haven't heard, we're going to be applying for the CHIPS of America Act, which is bringing the production of microprocessors and the special substances associated to developing them to the United States. And what EMP Shield is going to be doing, should we receive, the grant to be involved, we'll be receiving a little over $1.9 billion. We will be basically building a 200,000 square foot facility to produce very, very special micro, chips, I guess is what I'll say, to do DOD and defense level technologies.
All right. Would part of that being the manufacturing of computer chips?
That's correct. We'll also be producing some special substances that will be used for spacecraft, satellites, some Air Force and other technologies as well. And now the neat thing about this, and this is why this is something we've been working on for over a year now, we did have the governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, which is really interesting because she's a Democrat, who is so we have bipartisan support on this, come to our facility and make the announcement for us and discussing her support for us in this endeavor. And the state itself is also backing us with a, I don't think I can say the amount, but a very large amount of money as well to help produce this facility to bring more jobs to Kansas and even more specifically to Coffee County, which is a very underdeveloped hub spot in America, which they really, they want to provide the jobs and also want to make sure that this secure facility for, you know, government chips and substances is up and running for national defense.
Well, even if you're only selling these chips to the government, that's going to take the pressure off the other manufacturers to make more chips available to the private sector, won't it?
Oh, it definitely will. And I think that we'll be producing not just for the government, but also for civilian applications. And more importantly, well, not more importantly, but also importantly, is part of the reason that we're doing this is also because what we're going to be producing, we're going to be needing for future technologies that we're currently developing. And we could, the things that we need, we could not currently acquire within the United States. And that's why we're going to be also producing them ourselves.
Outstanding. Well, I'd heard the term computer chips for years, and then finally my friend Tom Berryhill, who manufactures the energy cleaner, he brought one to one of our meetings, and the ones that he brought with him, you could fit one on the head of a pin and have room left over. These things are tiny, aren't they?
Oh, you can develop them at very, very small. I mean, they can be incredibly small or incredibly large. You know, some of the stuff that we'll be developing can be used in supercomputers, can be used in applications that can withstand extreme temperatures, so extreme cold and extreme heat. Some of the most incredible substances available today will be developing.
Outstanding. And, well, this is just at the beginning point. We're looking at between 1 and 2 years before there's actually product being turned out and ready to ship.
That's correct. So it's actually anywhere from 2 to 3 years. So it's
2 to 3 years.
I mean,
okay.
A huge endeavor.
Right.
We're talking.
Okay.
In the articles, they discuss 1,200 jobs, but it's probably going to be closer to 2,000. I estimate. I mean, I don't know the exact number, but this is such a large endeavor that we had to bring on Kansas University, many of the local colleges who are going to be. They're basically partnered with us. We're literally partnered with these colleges, because the students in the area and students from outside the area are going to have to go to school to learn how to do these jobs. And so we're actually trying to get it to where even while they're finishing high school, they can begin the process of training for some of the younger students that can come directly to working for us immediately following or very closely after high school.
Well, let me give you a heads up here. You may already be aware of this, but I was talking to a senior F-15 engineer yesterday. He works for Boeing, and he interviews graduates of respected schools of engineering, university engineering schools, young men, possibly some young women too, who have four-year degrees in mechanical engineering and so forth, and 9 out of 10 have never touched a wrench in their life. And
right.
And
yeah, I believe
which he finds rather shocking and disappointing, and so do I. One of the men in the discussion, he said, well, he just bought his teenage son, who I think is maybe 17 or 18, a Ford pickup for $800 that needs a lot of work. Uh-huh. And the goal is to incrementally teach the son mechanical skills by working on his own truck with his own tools at the direction of his father. If you're not aware of it already, Andrew, that's what you're going to be running into, is young men and women with degrees from respected universities of engineering who've never touched a wrench in their life. And that's going to be something to deal with, isn't it, sir?
It certainly is. You know, and this is kind of what's neat about the project, other than what we're doing, is we're going to be educating folks that would have never done this kind of education. You know, these are, some of these skills are going to be very, very special. And hopefully what we do is we, you know, like you said, most younger people these days have never even touched a wrench. We're going to be making people want to touch wrenches again, or want to do things that we used to have in shop class, but now you don't have it anymore.
Right.
You know, so it's actually kind of neat. Maybe we'll change the culture in the United States a little bit.
Well, and maybe in a rather compact geographical area. Yeah. Youngsters, and I guess their parents too, believe that they can make their living by flipping their thumbs on some kind of electronic device.
Right.
There's a small percent of people that can do that, but in the real world, we need plumbers, electricians, carpenters, mechanics, machinists. That's what really makes the world run, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, there's going to be, it's not just going to be Kansas folks. I mean, there's going to be thousands of people from outside the state coming to the state just to work for us. You know, we've already got support from many, many, many states around the United States, because this is no small endeavor. I mean, this is years in the making already. You know, we basically have developed a conglomerate of different organizations and some of the most talented people literally in the world. We have Tom Goldberg, who wrote the CHIPS of America Act, and a whole team of other folks that work for him that are on board with us just to make sure that this thing goes through and we can develop this, you know, this facility. So it's going to be, it's a very, and I'm not trying to sound like, you know, awesome or anything, but this is going to be amazing. What we're doing is going to not just help, you know, the DOD and not just help national security, but it's going to bring something that we didn't have in the United States to the United States. Currently, we, you know, most civilian organizations rely on outside sources coming from Taiwan and other countries to develop these materials and these chips. And so we're bringing them back to the United States, so we're relying on ourselves.
Outstanding. Another follow-up. At the meeting yesterday, the father of a young lady, I think she's 20 or so, she's at a respected university to learn computer security. And she was looking for fellow classmates to join with her in studying, to have a little study group. None of the Americans wanted to join her in studying. Only the students from India and Bangladesh wanted to join her in studying their area of expertise. I find that rather disappointing also, don't you?
That is very disappointing, but it doesn't blow my mind. I mean, that seems pretty much par for the course these days, which is very sad. You know, and hopefully us, and there's other organizations and other conglomerates that are doing something similar. You know, there's going to be many, many companies applying for the CHIPS Act. It's just ours is a little bit unique because it's for national defense primarily.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm hoping that when the CHIPS of America Act, and by the way, they'll be announcing in probably July. It's the government, so it could go late, you know. But with these hubs popping up all over the U.S., I really do think it's going to change the culture, because there's going to be so many new jobs available across the United States to work in these facilities.
I hope you're right. I do truly, truly hope you're right, because the direction we're going now, with only 25% of young men and women eligible to join the military because they're either too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or to have too many criminal convictions. And the private sector, like you, you're competing for that 25% just like the military, aren't you?
We absolutely are. You know, we're going to want the best. You know, obviously we want the best. And so that means that more people are going to need to be competitive. And hopefully that means more students are going to start caring more about studying and about, you know, trying to do something with their lives other than, you know, tap on the keyboard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got a question or comment? Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, the worst crime in recorded human history continues. There's more evidence coming out all the time. I know you're a busy guy, Andrew, so you may not be aware of the Cleveland Clinic, outfit called the Cleveland Clinic, with 65,000 employees. Now, They did not mandate the vaccine. They did not mandate the vaccine for their healthcare professionals that work for them, on one hand. On the other, they kept track of what happened to those who got the vaccine and boosters and those who did not. So you've got a control group with professionals that know what they're doing, monitoring what's going on with these two groups. Here's what they determined. With every vaccination and every booster, the people that voluntarily got them because they were not mandated, they gave up 7% of their lifespan. So if you got a vaccine and four boosters, you've given up 35% of your lifespan. That's what they found in their controlled study with their control group. And there's even more shocking evidence coming from official government data of what they're calling a 57-fold increase in issues with women having babies. That's 5,700%, by the way. The evidence is becoming more and more clear with whistleblowers and access to government data, judges ordering information to be released. In the meantime, the men who created the Chinese flu in China are very happy that they've reduced the overall strength and viability of American citizens, making us weaker and more subject to what they want to do. Correct, Andrew?
That's certainly their goal, and they've succeeded. You know, I don't remember what the organization was, but there was an organization in the United States, a government organization, that I just saw an article that they discovered, or at least based on their study, that it was accidentally released. They said accidentally released from a Chinese lab. It clearly either was intentional or an accident, but it came from a lab. You and I have been saying for
years. We've known that it was the story that it came from a wet market didn't hold water, because it's clear anybody who knows what they're doing with a microscope, which I don't, but the men and women who do have that expertise, they analyze the Chinese flu and quickly determined that it could not happen in nature. There's a lot on the table and to be considered, a lot to be knowledgeable about, a lot of things to stay aware of as these issues move forward on one hand. On the other, one of our mantras on Monday mornings is to make sure people are always reminded, are made knowledgeable of the fact that one of the many weapons, and they have many, that the Chinese communists and Russians may use are either localized or regional or nationwide EMP, aren't they?
That's correct. It's actually one of the most devastating weapons that's currently out there, other than using biological, which, you know, COVID might actually, you know, might be, but it is. It's a horrible weapon that has been publicly threatened against the United States within the last year. Both Russia and China have threatened us with it, and it is a very real and clear threat.
Absolutely. And anyone who disregards the information that Andrew and I are putting out here, they disregard it at their own peril, don't they?
They do. And, you know, one thing that I'm seeing, people are becoming more aware. With the balloon, as we discovered, you know, people learned that, you saw the news articles, it was all discussing EMP, and EMP is a threat, and that the balloon is a very good delivery system. And so I'm so thankful, number one, that nothing happened, but also number two, that because of that incident, so many more people now are realizing that the threat is real. And that's exactly what we need. We need people to understand this so that they can protect themselves and be prepared.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's our job here now. Your company has very graciously authorized my listeners to continue getting a $50 discount on each piece of equipment from EMP Shield. And you have one production line. You don't have two production lines, one for the Department of Defense and one for everybody else. It all comes off one production line, so you get the exact same thing that the government gets, don't you, when you buy your EMP Shield. Andrew, here's our break. Yes, sir. Right. When we get back, let's get our weekly update for our new listeners of what in the world EMP is and how to protect from it. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, where you get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, including the new smaller version of the EMP Shield that would be really handy for your vehicle. And now we have Andrew with the EMP Shield, who's going to give us the weekly summary for our new listeners. Just what in the world is this EMP thing? How does it work and how to protect from it? Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. So, hey, everybody. I'm Andrew. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield. And part of my job at EMP Shield is to educate people about EMP and let you guys know that it is a very real weapon. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and it probably sounds like it comes from a science fiction novel or maybe a movie or a video game, but I'm here to let you know that EMP is very real. As I mentioned earlier, EMP, the weapon, has been threatened against the United States several times in the last year from both Russia and China, and it is a very real and devastating threat to our country. So what I'm going to do is I'll give you a brief summary of what EMP is and the damage it can do, and then also how you can protect yourself. So the way an EMP is created is actually from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to. So it's not the bomb going off at the ground level of the Earth, and then you see a mushroom cloud and devastation and radiation, and, you know, that's not the way it works. What's actually happening, we're going to take that nuclear weapon, and they're going to detonate it above the Earth at roughly 300 miles. And to give you an idea, that's about the height of the International Space Station. So it's so high that if this bomb does go off, you're probably not even going to see it if it's daylight. So very, very, very high above the Earth. When the nuclear weapon explodes, that blast goes out in all directions. So it pushes outwards into space. It also goes downwards towards the Earth. And that blast creates three phases of the EMP, which I'll explain. The first two phases are quite similar. And they're created from when that blast, the nuclear weapon, is pushing downwards towards the Earth. Now, the blast is actually creating two separate things. It's got gamma radiation, which is released from it, and it's also releasing matter from it as well. And when the radiation and the matter pass through the atmosphere, it creates a thing called ionization, not to be too nerdy. And all that means is the blast hits the atmosphere, and it kicks off the free electrons that are sitting up in the atmosphere. There's a lot of energy up there just sitting up there. And when the bomb goes off, it shoots those electrons down towards the Earth very, very fast, almost at the speed of light on the first phase, which is the E1. And so basically what's happening is these freed electrons are shot down towards the Earth, and they're induced into everything that's a conductor of electricity. So it's going directly into the grid. It's going directly into your modern-day vehicle. It's going directly into your home's Romex wiring, your TV, your computer. It'll even go through the structure of your house directly into anything that's a conductor. And so basically after the first phase, which is in nanoseconds, and the second phase, which is in microseconds, you've pretty much lost everything that has any kind of microelectronics. So basically any device that you have that has a transistor, resistor, diode, substances like silicon arsenide, or microprocessor is now have a very high likelihood of being destroyed. So what that means is your modern-day vehicle is no longer going to function. Your computer's not going to work. There's a high likelihood at this point, even after the end of the second phase, the power might already be down. And all kinds of damage for pretty much any device that has those components. So it's already devastating. But to make it even worse, there is a third phase of the EMP, E3. And this phase of the EMP is designed to actually take out the power grid and the way that we're delivering our energy to our homes. And so what's happening is that nuclear weapon that goes off, like I mentioned before, also pushes outwards into space. And when it does that, it pushes on the magnetosphere, which is basically, it's a thing that surrounds the Earth that's protecting the Earth from space weather. And when the blast pushes on the magnetosphere, it causes it to fluctuate over time. So actually a pretty long duration of time. It can go 12 plus hours. And when the magnetosphere fluctuates, it creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this charge it won't induce basically into any small antenna, like a home. Your home's not large enough. Your vehicle's not large enough, which doesn't really matter because the thing, like your vehicle's already been destroyed from the E1 and the E2. But what does matter is because the grid is a very large antenna, it could be a mile, 10 miles, sometimes 50 miles long. It's large enough to induce this charge, and over time, the charge will build across the grid. And at a certain point, the charge builds so high that certain components and certain portions of the grid will go down, like transformers and portions of substations will get so hot that they will be destroyed. What this basically means is we will no longer have the ability to deliver power where the power needs to go, whether it's your house or anywhere else, which means we no longer have power, we no longer have communication systems, the internet. Basically, by the end of an EMP, we have moved back to the early 1800s. You no longer have computers. Our way of life has completely changed. Now, it's important for people to understand that although an EMP is considered a bloodless weapon, which means that when the EMP occurs, there's no physical harm to your body. So it's not going to physically hurt you. But the Department of Homeland Security does project that roughly 90% of the United States will die within 1 year after an EMP.
Well said, Andrew. Well said. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back. Of course, that clip is from the most recent film version of The Alamo with Colonel Travis. It was on this day, the 27th day of February, 1836, the Battle of the Alamo was still raging, still going on, as the less than 200 Americans defended the Alamo against several thousand Mexicans. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We add to it just about every day of the week interesting information that will entertain you, educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you glad, make you sad, make you angry. It's all there. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. If you want to join me as my guest, you'll be my live studio audience that week, the first week of August. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be taking place at the Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri, a 100-year-old lodge that hasn't changed much in 100 years. It's beautiful, great food, swimming pool, and so forth. And, of course, the products that will help you there achieve your goals, such as the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, Energy Cleaner will help. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield, we're talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices will give you peace of mind that your vehicle will work, your generator will work, the important equipment that's necessary for life will still function after an EMP attack and or lightning. And we haven't talked about lightning yet today, have we, Andrew?
No, sir, we haven't.
Well, let's do that a little bit. I just installed this morning a couple of UPS devices to protect my computers when we have momentary or even 1 or 2 hour long power outages here. But in addition to that, I've got EMP Shield on my circuit breaker panel to protect the entire home, all my computers, from EMP and from lightning. And it's, in my opinion, it's not optional. I live in a country. If my water pump is damaged, I have no fresh water. I have to go to the pond and filter water to drink and cook with. So lightning protection is important, and EMP Shield offers a $25,000 insurance policy on your equipment for as far as lightning goes, don't we, Andrew?
We absolutely do, and so this is something that, you know, because it's called the EMP Shield and it was designed for EMP, people kind of overlook, but many people have realized this quickly. We don't just say we hope to protect your home from lightning. We actually guarantee that we will protect your home from lightning. We've had thousands of homes get hit. We actually had, we saved several thousand people from losing water last year in Jackson County, Kansas. Water pump or water station number 5 got hit, and the EMP Shield protected, you know, the system, and they were still able to get water even after the lightning strike. It's that effective. It'll take a direct lightning strike. We guarantee it. So that, number one, that doesn't happen with surge protection devices. EMP Shield is, to my knowledge, the only surge protection device that guarantees lightning protection. Even more importantly, though, because of the capabilities of the device, its speed and its robustness, we were able to back it with a $25,000 warranty, which means if our device does not work, does not do its job, and you have any damage whatsoever, we will cover the cost of the damage. And we're able to do this, number one, obviously because the technology is able to stop lightning, but number two, we want to make sure to back up our claim and guarantee you that you're getting the protection that we're saying that you're getting. It is backed by one of the nation's largest insurance carriers. It truly is an incredible piece of technology, and there is nothing else on the market that makes these kind of guarantees. And I challenge anybody to look this up. Go look at some of the major surge protection devices out there. I won't name any companies, but go find some big ones and look at their warranty. And I promise you, it will not say that it will guarantee protection against a direct lightning strike. We have not found any out there that will do that. The other thing that makes this important is, well, a couple things. The first is we have a standalone warranty. And what that means is, unlike the other companies or many of the other companies, you do not have to use your home's insurance policy first. You can simply use our policy should there be any damage, which there won't be. But if there ever was the case that for any reason you took damage, you can use our policy without having to go through your home's insurance policy. And so you're basically getting 100% guaranteed lightning protection for less than the cost of your home's deductible on your insurance. So it is it's incredible. It's an incredible warranty. And there, to my knowledge, there's literally nothing else out there even close to what we're offering.
That's right. That's right. And one of our listeners, she has a business in Arkansas, agricultural business, and has, I believe it's about 24 or so, very expensive water pumps for her agriculture business. And prior to meeting me, she met me in Cincinnati at a speaking event, and we talked, and she went ahead and bought equipment to protect these pumps. Prior to that, she was losing about 3 per year on the average due to lightning. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. She's probably listening right now. Good morning, my dear. And now since and that was about one of these pumps cost about $20,000 a piece, something like that.
That's correct. They're
very expensive. And now she's as happy as can be because she's no longer losing these 3 per year to lightning. Right. She's losing none per year for lightning, isn't she?
That's correct. She's saving a lot of money because she was counting on losing 2 to 3 a year. So that means she's saving anywhere from $40,000 a year, not losing these pumps. It's awesome.
That's massive for a small businesswoman like that to have that built into your business model, which is what she had to do previously as an expected expense.
Right.
Now that that's gone, that's helped her small business tremendously, hasn't it?
It has, and you know, it's really cool. It actually is like humbling for me to say, you know, we're protecting. We haven't done an estimate in a while, but I would estimate at least tens of billions of dollars worth of infrastructure, homes, businesses, an insane amount of things that we're currently protecting. Hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people are protected now from EMP Shield. It's saving people a ton of money and a ton of hassle and a ton of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's what we do. Now, tell us about the new small version of the EMP Shield for vehicles, size and the availability of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called the EMP Shield Micro. And it provides the exact same protection as the original EMP Shield vehicle model, but it's 78% smaller. Which means that for these more modern day vehicles, which have tighter engine compartments, you'll be able to find more easily find a spot to place the device. And then it's simple to install. You now, because it's smaller, it's easier to put onto a motorcycle and ATV. It's basically designed to provide the same protection, but make your life easier. There is another selling point, there's a lot of selling points, but another major selling point is the original EMP Shield, which is already amazing, it draws very, very little battery. The new Micro draws 150 times less energy from the battery. And we designed it this way specifically with motorcycles in mind, because a lot of folks end up storing their motorcycle over the winter, and sometimes they don't start it, which means that battery would draw down over the winter. Well, with how little of a draw the EMP Shield Micro uses, the goal is to be able to have them at the end of the winter when it's time to pull out your bike. It starts up just fine. You had the protection on your bike the entire time without skipping a beat.
Absolutely. Well, and once again, the new Micro device is in stock, ready for immediate shipment?
It's in production. So we are shipping it as we produce it. And for those that don't know, EMP Shield is 100% made in America. We produce it ourselves. We have 3 manufacturing facilities in Kansas. These are all made, 100% in Kansas. And so because of the extreme demand, they are put on back order on the website, but they've also been in production and being shipped out. So we say back order. What it really means is it might take a couple weeks to get to you instead of 2 days. Everything else
not
is
bad.
Completely in
not
stock,
bad.
Though. So, it's just it's literally just because of the extreme demand right now. But they are being produced, they are being shipped. It just it could be a week, it could be 2 weeks.
Not bad at all. There was a period, the summer of 2021, microchips were causing me to have a backlog of about 24 energy cleaners waiting to be shipped because of the difficulty getting that chip.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these people had to wait 5 and 6 weeks. So a 2 week turnaround time in today's environment is actually pretty good, isn't it?
Sure, it is. It's very good, although I'd like it to be 2 days. And for those listening, every other EMP Shield is 100% in stock. It will ship. And like if you order in the morning before 12, it almost always ships the same day. If not, it will ship the very next day. And it's free shipping. 2 days shipping to anywhere, 2 business days shipping to anywhere in the United States. So they ship very quickly. And we are working to build inventory on the micro so that that will also ship quickly. It's just going to take another 2 weeks or so to get back on micro.
Well, it's very gratifying for any company that introduces a new product like you've done here to find that the response is unexpectedly large, but that's always gratifying. And knowing MP Shield as I know it, you folks out there in the cornfields of Kansas will rise to the challenge and keep production up and eventually get to the point where there would be a second day shipping, right?
That's correct. That's the goal. We're working towards it. I'm hoping in the next 2 weeks we'll have more of an inventory that we'll be shipping quickly. It's one of our, right now in the production lines, it's one of the major products that's being produced. So it might even be faster than 2 weeks. So it's a priority because it's a very, very popular product.
Right, right. Well, that's okay. That's okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you can go to the EMP Shield panel, educate yourself. There's some educational material there. We protect people's vehicles. We protect their homes. We protect their equipment. And working towards, is there still FAA approval pending for aircraft? Is that still in the works?
It's in the works, although it's kind of dropped a little bit down on the priority list. It's still on the list. Unfortunately, because of the big news we just announced, we do have quite a few things and some other things that we haven't made people publicly aware of yet, new products, other projects we're working on, but we are still pursuing that.
Well, that's good to know. I know we have some aviators that listen to the show, both current and former aviators, and that's good to know because in the aviation industry, men and women are always interested in anything that will make the aircraft safer, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have many, many requests for that. So, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, we continue every week to educate new people. We've got my show now is archives, Andrew, on 10 platforms, 10 of these social media platforms.
Wow.
And so forth. So our outreach continues to grow every week and have more new listeners, more people to educate, more people to get the information to. But I don't tire of this because I look forward every week to getting updates from you, what's going on with EMP Shield. And, of course, last Monday was a Monday you were meeting with the governor, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, sorry I couldn't make the show, but
well, that's okay.
It was a huge endeavor. Yep.
That's a big deal. Anytime the governor comes to town, it's a big deal, and I respect that. I don't think anything other than that was a necessary thing for Andrew to be doing rather than talking to people in my radio show. But EMP Shield is making a big impact on your local area in Kansas and the Kansas economy in general, aren't you?
Yes, sir, we are. And we have very, very big plans. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see that we have states, bipartisan state support, which doesn't happen very often. And I'll actually have the event up probably on YouTube and a few other things here in a day or two. But it was really, really gratifying to hear the governor speak about the threat that our country is currently under, and, you know, just discuss this publicly. You don't normally get that, especially from these folks. So to have her say that, it's just very powerful.
It is. Well, you've got motivated men and women, almost none of which you got the COVID clot shot, thank goodness. So you won't have a lot of empty positions to fill in when these people are no longer able to work. We got a caller on the hold here, Andrew. We got Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Andrew, there's a number of us that have mobile radios, everything from CBs to 2 meters to MERS and everything. And most of us have, of course, the EMP Shield installed in our vehicles. I've got a number of EMP Shields and all sorts of devices and such. Now, since there's an antenna involved, would you also recommend a EMP Shield for the radio that hooks up on the antenna connection?
I absolutely would. We do have antenna models. I think they go up to 1,500 watts, so quite large. I know they're currently employed by DHS Shares, and they're actually very, very incredible devices. For the folks, many of the folks that are doing it not on an official level, sometimes if they think there's lightning, they'll have to go out and unplug their antennas and get prepared for lightning. With EMP Shield installed, you don't really have to worry about that anymore, because from the lightning protection side of things, it's going to, obviously stop the lightning. That's why a lot of these government folks use it, is because they are required 24/7 to have their antennas up and running.
Okay, I'd like to go over the connection with you after the break, please.
Okay, we'll hold on to the break here today. We'll wrap up your question. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
Ah!
was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Dave, with your follow-up question for Andrew.
Okay, the EMP shield for radios has the standard UHF connector on each end of it. It also has what looks like a mounting point for the ground. So do we just take that mounting point for the ground and just mount it to the body somewhere? Is that the best way to do that?
Yes, sir, you absolutely can. I'm presuming you're talking about on a vehicle. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. On a vehicle, mobile radio on a vehicle.
Yes, sir, that's correct. So you connect it to the chassis, and that will serve as the ground. And so we do have three different types of connectors. So we have F connectors, we have SO239, and then also N connectors for those other folks who use different radio systems. But for on a mobile platform, it'll go to the chassis. And then for any other system that's kind of land-based, you'll just want to connect that ground to a solid ground, you know, a normal ground.
Okay, for the land-based one, when you say a solid ground, it can be a different ground rod than the house is connected to for the entire electrical system, right?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Well, we're just about out of time here, Andrew.
Yes, sir. It goes fast.
It goes fast. Appreciate you being with us as always. And any final comment before we wrap this up, sir?
No, there's no better time to be prepared than now. Things are escalating, and get prepared while you have the chance. That's all I'd say.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew. We look forward to having you back next Monday. We appreciate it. Okay, we got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Farmers Monday and Sam Andrews. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.